नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओके सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ उपदेशामृत वाचो वेगम मनसा क्रोध वेगम जिह्वा वेगम उदरोपस्थ वेगम एतान वेगान यो विषहेत धीराः सर्वानपि माम पृथ्वींश्च शिष्यात् सो इन दैट वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग श्रील प्रभुपाद्स पर्पोर्ट यस्टरडे वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट प्रभुपाद स्पोक अबाउट द प्रायश्चित्त वाई did he bring this topic of prayaschitta? Sense control, the desire to give up that propensity to enjoy, or that is not gone by practice of atonement. That is why he speaks about that atonement, that episode of that discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. Kuchin nivartate abhadrat kuchit charati tat punah, he says that. So then he says that so he compares it to an elephant taking bath, okay, and then he says that a sinful activity cannot be counteracted by pious activity. We had a discussion on this yesterday. So real atonement involves coming to real knowledge, and for this there is a standard process. So there he talks about tapasa brahmacharyena, which is the jnana marga, which was presented by Shukadeva Goswami, which was second. And the acharyas say that actually Parikshit Maharaj was not happy with that presentation also. So therefore Prabhupada says, however, if one is fortunate enough to get the association of a pure devotee, he can easily surpass all the practices of controlling the mind by the mystic yoga process simply by following the four regulative principles and by engaging in service. So in this way he has presented three. Actually practicing the jnana marga of tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha actually has an effect on the heart, but the point is it is not absolute. Atyantiki anartha nivritti nahi hota. That is why he compares it to Vena Gulmam Ivanala. It is like a forest of bamboo getting burnt by fire. But under the ground, when the next rain comes, it will again shoot up. So then he says only by practice of bhakti it is possible. So he starts talking about the six Vedas. He says the first one must control his speaking power. ठीक है आप उससे ज्यादा एग्जिटेड आप है ओके. नेग्लेक्ट करो अभी आउट ऑफ 1.5 आवर्स 5 मिनट्स इट रीच आउट बस उतना ही उसका ज्यादा कैपेसिटी नहीं है उसमें. फर्स्ट वन मस्ट कंट्रोल स्पीकिंग पावर. एवरी वन ऑफ अस हैज द पावर ऑफ स्पीच एंड एज सून एज वी गेट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी वी बिगिन टू स्पीक. सो व्हाट डिड प्रभुपाद talk about Vacho Vegam. He says a toad invites by its croaking invites the snake. So therefore Prabhupada says what else? Materialistic people and mayavadis are compared to the toad. Correct. What else? So then he says that controlling speech is not self-imposed silence. Actually, it acts like a solution, but it will eventually prove to be a failure. But on the contrast, Rupa Goswami suggests Yukta Vairagya, engage your propensity to speak in by speaking about Krishna. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane, like that. Then, what did Prabhupada speak about Manasa Vegam? What did he speak? You can either refer to your notes or memory. Focus your mind on Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Yahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. The practical way of doing it is to engage the senses in Krishna conscious activities. That way the mind follows. Mind follows the senses. Actually, mind is supposed to control the senses, but senses first guide the mind. Just like in a hand pump. When the hand pump is not used for a long time, it catches air pockets. So with that air pocket, ab jitna bhi marega, pani nahi aayega. So what you need to do? Keep on pumping, air pocket will go away. You need to pour water. But a pump is supposed to, hand pump is supposed to consume water or give out water? It is supposed to give out water. But first you have to give water. So first if you give water, then it gives out water. So the mind has to be trained by the senses to control the senses actually. That is why in the... And once it is trained, once then it will start controlling the senses. It will guide the senses. When the mind is filled with favorable Krishna conscious impressions, then Indriyani Paranyahur Indriyabhya Paramanaha Manasastu Parabuddhir Yo Buddhe Paratastu Saha. That hierarchy will follow. Please put your phones on silent mode or vibrate mode. So that way then it happens. Otherwise, it is Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navam yuvambasi. It is the opposite hierarchy. So it says Indriyanam hi charatam. When the senses are, even one of the roaming senses roams around, roams behind a sense object. Yan mano anuvidiyate, it pulls the mind. Tadasya harati pragyam. Pragyam means buddhi. Then that mind pulls the buddhi. The actual hierarchy should be, the senses should control the sense object, mind should control the senses, and intelligence should control the mind. But when the pump is not primed, that is called priming the pump. Correct? Okay. Plumbing expert. Priming the pump, what is priming the pump?
If the pump is not used for a long time, it won't throw the water. You need to put some water inside it.
That is called priming the pump. So, when you prime the pump, then pump will give water. So that the means of priming the pump in the traditional Vedic society is Varnashram system. And on the platform of bhakti, priming the pump is Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Karav Harer Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Achyuta Satkato Dev. So to engage the senses in the Varnashram activities is the Varnashram way of dealing, of priming the pump. The devotional way of priming the pump is engage the senses, forget about the mind. I shared this example generally. What's his name? Gaur Krishna Maharaj. So he asked someone, Japa chal raha hai ki nahi? So, उन्होंने बोला कि नहीं महाराज, क्यों क्यों नहीं चल रहा है? मन नहीं लग रहा है महाराज. नहीं करेगा तो मन लग जाएगा. इफ यू डोंट चैंट, आपको मन लग जाएगा कि यू नो, विल यू बिकम अट्रैक्टेड. ही सेड द मींस ऑफ अट्रैक्टिंग द माइंड इज थ्रू द सेंसेस. सो लाइक दैट. So this is what we discussed about mind. And what did we discuss about anger? Krodha Vegam. It should be dovetailed, of course.
It is an obstruction to our value.
Correct. So, actually, attacking Krodha acts on the platform of Kama only. So if the right kind of karma is developed, then krodha can be dovetailed. But if karma is towards one object, if karma is towards all kinds of materialistic things, then krodha, how will you dovetail it towards Vaishnavas? So karma has to be dovetailed for krodha to be dovetailed. When karma Krishna karmarpane is accomplished, then krodha bhakta dveshi jane can be accomplished. That is how you see Ghanshyam Baba. He became angry on Maharaj for what? Maharaj wanted to carry his bucket. So which means his karma was for his service. So when that was taken away, it led to krodha. Anantacharya became angry on Balaji himself. Why? Because he had karma for the service. When that was taken away, it led to krodha. So similarly, where one reposes one's karma, so if karma is towards what is that? Tad Britya Gatra Sparishenga Sangamam. If one considers that the perfection of the sense of touch is in embracing the devotees, is in having the six exchanges with the devotees, then Kama Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane, when someone attacks verbally or physically the devotee, then it will naturally transform into krodha. He will be angry. When some devotees attack other devotees. Protect the devotee. Whatever it takes. I said protect the devotee. How you figure out? Don't get the institution also legally implied. So similarly, anger can be controlled. We cannot stop anger altogether. But if we simply become angry with those who blaspheme the Lord or the devotees of the Lord, we control our anger in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry with the miscreant brothers Jagai and Madai who blasphemed and struck Nityananda Prabhu. In his Sikshashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishna. But as soon as he saw Madai attacked Nityananda Prabhu, so he invoked his chakra. One may ask why the Lord exhibited his anger. The point is that one should be ready to tolerate all insults to oneself. But when Krishna or his pure devotees is blasphemed, a genuine devotee becomes angry and acts like fire against the offenders. Krodha cannot be stopped, but it can be applied rightly. It was in anger that Hanuman set fire to Lanka, but he is worshipped as the greatest devotee of Lord Ramchandra. This means that he utilized his anger in the right way. Arjuna, he gives the example. Okay, so this is where we ended yesterday's discussion. So today we will continue. So please note down whatever points we are discussing, so that you can recollect and share your reflections towards the end of the discussion. As for the urges of the tongue, we all experience that the tongue wants to eat palatable dishes. Generally, we should not allow the tongue to eat according to its choice. That does not mean whatever the tongue likes, you should not feed it. What it means is whatever comes, you accept, rather than endeavoring. Generally, we should not allow the tongue to eat according to its choice, but should control the tongue by supplying prasadam. The devotee's attitude is that he will eat only when Krishna gives him prasadam. That is the way to control the urges of the tongue. So he will eat when he gets prasadam. If he does not get, then he will try for Mahaprasad. One should take prasadam at scheduled times and should not eat in restaurants or sweetmeat shops simply to satisfy the whims of the tongue or belly. If we stick to the principle of taking only prasadam, the urges of the belly and tongue can be controlled. So that is the solution for Jihva Vegam, he says. Give prasadam at regulated time. In a similar manner, the urges of the genitals, the sex impulse, can be controlled when not used unnecessarily. The genitals should be used to beget a Krishna conscious child. Otherwise, they should not be used. Actually, genital is a, you can consider it as a karmendriya also, or a gyanendriya also. When it is used for urinating, expelling waste, it acts as a karmendriya. When used for the sex pleasure, it is actually a gyanendriya in the form of sense of touch. And of course, and this is, it is most absorbing because all senses are involved. Sense of touch, it gets agitated by sight, sound, everything. So that is why it is the most absorbing of, that you cannot think of any other activity which involves maximum number of senses. The closest that comes is probably dancing in a kirtan. You know, sight is used, tongue is used, ears are used, touch is also used, you know. Prasadam also, you can say. I mean, yeah, yeah, eyes, tongue is there. Yeah. Krishna consciousness movement encourages marriage not for the satisfaction of the genitals but for the begetting of Krishna conscious children. And all kinds of impressions agitate the genitals, whether it is sound or touch or anything. Vision, sight, all these impressions can agitate the genitals. As soon as the children are little grown up, they are sent to our Gurukul school, where they are trained to become fully Krishna conscious devotees. Many such Krishna conscious children are required, and one who is capable of bringing forth Krishna conscious offspring is allowed to utilize his genitals.
It looks little contradictory. Like, one who cannot control, then only he will marry, and who controls, he will not marry.
One who is willing to control it by regulating, he will get married. One who is willing to control it by refraining, he will not get married. One who cannot control has to learn how to control. One who has decided to control it by properly, by regulating it, he gets married. One who has decided to control it by not utilizing it, he does not get married. One who cannot control it has to learn how to control.
So he will never marry.
And he will have to learn and then marry.
But the process is, which we are telling that he should control, but we are not, any specific process is not given. How to control it? We are just told, look, control it.
Oh, we can control the genitals by controlling our sight, ears.
Means that process is not given. Prabhupada is telling you should control, or you should use it less for this.
Prabhupada in the next line says, when one is fully practiced in the methods of Krishna conscious control, he can become qualified to be a bona fide spiritual master. Of course, he does not really elaborate how to control.
Yesterday you said the five sparsha rasa. When you control those,
when that is controlled, then automatically.
It is actually controlling mind, because controlling genitals is more of mind, because mentally it starts from the mind, then only.
Ultimately, for that matter, every sense organ is controlled by mind, because to go to a particular place, mind gives the impression. Okay.
Mahaprasadam is there. So that it is in front of our eyes. So, okay. Eyes are there, tongue is there. So there is something, smell also you get while going, you are getting kitchen smell.
Correct.
But when this is there, it is, you have to contemplate, then this is more a contemplation, because
correct.
Sense objects not there, we don't go anywhere.
Oh, that is true with all sense objects. Right now, if someone is hungry, he is already meditating upon some food, even though the food is not in front of him. He might be sitting in the class and texting Anand Prem Pravachka Prasadam.
What is the Sunday
feast? A Sunday feast, eh? So like that. Of course, for any of these sense objects, you know, it need not be there in front of us, but still it can agitate.
What can you expect? Then Ramacharya and Krishna conscious Bhakti Vasmada says that lust is not a prerequisite for marriage.
Lust is not a prerequisite for marriage.
It's like, don't think that if you are lusty, that I should get married, that I am qualified for marriage because I am lusty. And you say, if that person, if he cannot control, he should learn to control. If he cannot control, he should learn to control.
But it depends on how are you comfortable controlling it, by regulating it or by not utilizing it. Different people may find convenience in one of these two approaches.
Somebody tells it is not that everyone who gets married only because of.
It is not necessary also. Not everyone gets.
That's what also some.
Correct. It is mostly not just
the physical act, support,
physical.
And privacy, and other things.
Space, and an opportunity for some independent
freedom.
And a defined area and people whom you can control, take care. Control in the positive sense.
Like
control, take care.
My friend was there. He really wanted to have children. He wanted to be a father. He forgot about the wife, but he wanted to be a father. That feeling was there. college, I want to be a father. That feeling is so strong. I still want to be a father.
Yeah, quite natural. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I have one of my cousin brothers. He knows. He's mentally retarded. But he is now 35 years old, 35, 36 years old. But he can't understand much. His actually psychological age is very, very, it's like a child only. But still, you know, when he sees, because now he has biologically grown up to a particular age, he still feels that, you know, I need a child, you know, I need someone to, a child to take care of. You know, he expresses it in his own language, in his own way. He expresses that, I want to take care, I want to take care of a child. He does not understand. A child comes through marriage. That those things he cannot understand. But that is there. In particular age, certain things manifest like that. And when he will see a small child, he will rush towards that child. And he does not know, he may hurt the child. He will just, I will take care. Okay, like that. You'll have to restrain him. Yeah. So like that.
They also have very great sense control. They also have something there. Politicians, some level of politicians, some level of business people.
Yeah.
They completely give up their family and their business. They just are interested in money, other power, and career.
Yeah.
So they also give up all these things.
Yeah.
Because they also have something there.
Yeah.
Then I saw they sometimes some devotee complain, sense control never ends. Because they have something. He's very passionate for something. Gandhi also say, I restrained myself after that way, that's why I became more powerful.
So in that sense, actually sense control, it is said bhakti pareshanubhava virakti, but virakti is not just a byproduct of bhakti. It can be a byproduct of a higher taste of another kind also. Like, for example, if one gets a child, like if there is something that he really likes to eat, and if there is, let's say he likes ice cream, and that there is only one stick of ice cream, and if his child asks for it, he'll gladly give it. He will not eat, because that the pleasure that he gets of from pleasing his child, that is a higher than. So that is possible. So it is not very difficult actually. Like motherhood, it's like that. You know, I share my sister's example. My sister is like, she was fairly okay in her studies, but then she was very convinced that I should get my sleep. So, but I was like the ambitious person in the family when it came to studies and achieving something. She was like very cool and composed. Whatever comes, comes. She would pass the exam and all that, no problem. So we would get tensed. Whether it is whatever exam it may be, she would, when the right time comes, 9 o'clock, she will go to sleep. So we will get tensed. So she was like that, very much attached to sleeping. But when she got a child, she had sleep disorder. Till now, she is now like 7-8 years old. 8 years old almost. She has sleep disorder, which means she can't always sleep at night. She will sleep during the day. So, during the first few years when my sister was working also, husband will not take her, he has to go to office. grandparents are old. She is also going to office. So she will have to take care. When she gets up at night, she will have to entertain her through the night. And it's not that she can sleep during the day. She will have to go to office. 6:30 she has to leave to office. And by the time she comes back, it's 8 o'clock at night. So now it automatically happened. It's not that she was trying to say that, you know, I will not take care, one of you have to take care, you know, I need my sleep, like that. She was like that. Even board exam could not shake her, or semester exams could not shake her. But motherhood, spontaneously, like they say, child gives birth to a mother. So, literally I could see, you know, where was this quality actually? It was like shocking for all of us. Where was this quality? You are so attached to your sleep. But now, no one asked you. It is voluntary and you are not cribbing about it. She does get tired, but she's not cribbing about it. She's okay. She's not getting angry on her child. So when that higher taste comes, motherhood gives that higher taste. Fatherhood. So, automatically sense control comes, the ability to transcend the mode. See, actually, the difference is that when one becomes, when one achieves a particular material thing, see, sleep is mode of ignorance, but then material love is mode of passion. So, when passion becomes more rajasattvam tamascheva tamasattvam rajastata, there is constant competition between the modes. The difference is that in material life, it is one material mode becoming more prominent due to a particular emotion that helps subdue the other mode. So, material love is predominantly passion, or to some extent goodness mixed with passion, you can say. Depending on what kind of love it is. Maybe it is, if a lover is sitting with his or her lover, if a person is sitting with her lover and talking, he can overcome the influence of mode of ignorance. Throughout the night he can sit and talk. That is definitely passion subduing ignorance. When a mother is taking care of her child, it is mostly a predominance of sattva, which is subduing passion, ignorance. So, in material emotions, if you see, it is one material mode becoming more prominent than the other, which subdues the effect of the other mode. It is seen always. Rajas sattvam tamas chaiva tamas sattvam rajas tata. Like that. That competition is always there. And for devotees, if they develop some kind of transcendental taste, then that helps overcome. Like that. Nidra hara vihara kadi vijitau. Literally, that's what my sister was doing. In one sense, she was hardly getting 2-3 hours sleep. This cousin brother of mine, I was telling, he has had sleep disorder since birth. 35-36 years. Last 36 years, my aunt has not had more than 3 hours sleep. Last 36 years. Otherwise, what he will do? So that tension is there. He will be constantly speaking. He will be constantly speaking. And it is not monologue. Dialogue. Who will speak? Mother. Father has to go to office. Now he is retired. But he is used to speaking to mother only. Mother has to stay away. So last 36 chodo, at least 30 years since the time he was at least 30 years, she has not slept for more than 3 years. He will compensate by sleeping during the day. She cannot sleep. And if we don't get proper sleep for a few days, we fall sick. In 35 years, she has not fallen sick even once, except for her cataract operation. Why? Because she knows she can't afford to become sick. Because if she becomes sick, who will take care of her? So this is how mind controls body. Psychosomatic. It works both ways. Mind can affect the body to become diseased or become vulnerable to disease, or mind can create immunity towards disease also.
So anywhere they have to travel, they have to carry him. He cannot just sit also. And he's growing, they feed him like that and everything on the body. So she, I was talking to her and I'm feeling sympathetic. I was talking that way, but she's not expecting any sympathy. I understood how she prepared her mind. She told actually 1-3 years I was looking at her. Then I told okay, this is my service to you. Let me do this service. So they decided not to have any more children, and they only one son. And they decided not to do any job. They did. They took some NGO service because one of the person should always be 24/7. Husband or wife is always with. Otherwise, he will make some sound whenever he is sleeping. But when he wakes up, you don't. They have to be always there. So she told, this is the service I have to do. So I understood this is the service, and I am prepared for it. So then I said, actually as a brahmachari, we are theoretically understanding this is not a place of enjoyment, I have to serve. But I am able to see the practically that she is actually having that realization that this is not a place for enjoyment. I have to serve, and she is satisfied with that.
That is because, bro, blood is thicker than water. Not even one day a neighbor can do it to this boy. They are also grihasthas. Not even one day. When he comes to my house, my father, my cousin brother's own uncle, he will get irritated. Because what he will do, you don't know. He will lock the door or whatever, something he might do, or he might constantly be speaking. But I am 100% guaranteed, if I was born in that way, you would have tolerated. So, all said and done, blood is thicker than water. So therefore, you know, in whatever way, some reciprocation they have experienced.
Means he does not speak, only makes sound.
Correct. But still, even that language they have developed a rapport. What sound if I make, my mother will come, he knows, he will make that sound. And mother will also know if he is making this sound, what he wants. So that they would have developed. But in our case, we have not developed that kind of relationship with the Lord. And reciprocation comes later. So it becomes difficult. So therefore, even little bit of compromise on sleep, we can't tolerate actually. The level of tolerance is very poor actually.
But then so much goodness and they have prepared their mind. So it is becoming easy for them to overcome all the temptations,
yeah,
or passions. They are able to overcome because they are seeing other children, other things, so many things they see. And now she
don't
expect any sympathy from anyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same with my aunt also. They become, ferociously, they develop extreme attitudes actually. It is a result of the experience that they are going through. You show them sympathy, they will become angry. Like that. There is a way of dealing with them. You know, you have to know. Otherwise, you'll get shot back. Like that.
Patience.
Lack of sympathy will also give them angry. Anger. If you cannot understand and if you criticize also, they will become angry. And if you become overly sympathetic also, they will become angry. So it is like... So, now Prabhupada is talking about, he is going to quote the Anuvritti commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. We have already seen this. We will read. In his Anuvritti commentary, explanation of the Upadeshamrita, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sundara Thakur writes that our material identification creates three kinds of urges: the urge to speak, the urges of the arjara or demands of the mind, and the demands of the body. When a living entity falls victim to these three types of urges, his life becomes inauspicious. So, urges of the urges to speak is one, urges of mind is two, and urges of the body is three. Vacho vegam, then manasa krodha vegam is urge of mind, avirodha priti and virodha yukta krodha, two types. And then urges of the body is three times: tongue, belly and genitals. All are covered. One who practices resisting these demands or urges is called a tapasvi, or one who practices austerities. By such tapasya, one can overcome victimization by the material energy, the external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we refer to the urge to speak, we refer to useless talking, such as that of the impersonal Mayavadi philosophers, or of persons engaged in fruitive activities, or of materialistic people who simply want to enjoy life without restriction. Same thing. He is repeating the Anuvritti commentary. All such talks or literatures are practical exhibitions of the urge to speak. Many people are talking nonsensically and writing volumes of useless books. And all this is the result of the urge to speak. Writing also. Someone has chatting. Who has? Mahabhagavata has. Unko kisi ne pucha. So chatting is a vacho vegam. Yeah. To counteract this tendency, we have to divert our talking to the subject of Krishna. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kaunsa verse is it? Nayadvachas chitrapadam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit tadvayasam tirtam mushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramanti usikshayah. So, the words may be very poetic. Chitrapadam, chitrapadam vachaha. But na karhichit pragrinita harer yashah. But they do not even little bit sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. And what is the nature of the glorification of the Supreme Lord? Jagat pavitram. It has the capacity to purify this whole world. Tad, such words, ushanti, are considered manasa. Manasa means the swans who reside in the Manasa Sarovar lake, which means devotees. Devotees who have captured the mind of the Lord, they are also called as Manasa. So, the devotees consider such speech, however poetic it may be, Vayasam Tirtham, to be a place of pilgrimage for the crows. Yatra, where, Ushikshayaha Hamsa. Ushikshayaha means those who live in pleasant lakes. Hamsa, the swans which live in pleasant lakes don't take pleasure in such places. Na niramanti, they don't take pleasure. On the other hand, tadvad visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abaddhavadyapi namanyanantasya ishankitani shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadava. Tadvad visargo. Vag visargo means the usage of words in a particular combination. Yasmin, jisme, pratishlokam, har shlok, abaddhavatyapi, is very faultily composed. Every shloka is faultily composed. But anantasya namani, but it has the names of the unlimited Lord. Yat yasho ankitani, and it is filled with descriptions of the glories of the Lord. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. The devotees hear, sing and again receive. And this activity, janata aghaviplavo, it has the capacity to destroy the sins of all people. You see, the same thing is used. Jagat pavitram janataga viplavo. Same thing. Jagat pavitram means it purifies the whole world. Janataga viplavo means it destroys the sins of all people. So, he says that yasmin pratishlokam abaddhavatyapi. But namanyanantasya ishankitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. We see in the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was in his deathbed, he wanted to hear Shri Rupa Manjari Pada. And one of the most sweetest singers, he came, he was called for to sing. But he wanted Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj to sing, because he appreciated that he was a more advanced devotee at that time. So that is the Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhava. Like that. The conclusion is that only when we talk about devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can we refrain from useless nonsensical talk. Same thing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, what does he say? Is actually desire to speak Krishna Katha. We should always endeavor to use our speaking power solely for the purpose of realizing Krishna consciousness. As for the agitations of the flickering mind, they are divided into two categories. The first is called Avirodha Preeti. Avirodha Preeti or unrestricted attachment. And the other is called Virodha Yukta Krodha, anger arising from frustration. Adherence to the philosophy of the Mayavadis, belief in the fruitive results of the Karmavadis, and belief in plans based on materialistic desires are called as Avirodha Preeti. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kama Sakale Ashanta. So this is all falls in the category of Avirodha Preeti. Jnanis, karmis and materialistic plan makers generally attract the attention of the conditioned souls. But when the materialists cannot fulfill their plans and when their devices are frustrated, they become angry. What is the meaning of devices? Gadgets again. What is the meaning of devices?
Instruments. Huh?
Plans. Device.
Plans.
Huh? What? Fulfill their plans. And when their devices are and when their plans are frustrated, they become angry. So device means like devising. We say no. Frustration of material desires produces anger. Huh? Avirodha Preeti means attachment to Bhukti Mukti Siddhi. Jab wo milta nahi hai, to krodha ho jata hai. O virodha yukta krodha hai. Both are within at the level of mind. Anger and mind. What we call as manasa krodha vegam is put under one category. Agitations of the mind. Similarly, the demands of the body can be divided into three categories. The demands of the tongue, the belly and the genitals. See, basically if you see, mostly it has to be controlled, it has to be controlled, it has to be controlled. Only that much is mentioned in almost all the commentaries. Because how to control is the rest of the book. Because how to control is a process. Yeah, it is a full-fledged process. Follow number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7. And then number 8, and then you become qualified to actually control it. But first one has to be convinced that one has to be followed. If you are convinced, then you will follow 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 like that. So therefore mostly it is mentioned it has to be controlled. Most of how to control is what we are discussing. But it is covered later also. one may observe that these three senses are physically situated in a straight, like for example, krodha bhakta dveshi jane. So that is addressed in dadati pratigrinnati guhyamakhyati pratsati and drishtair svabhava janitair vapushastha doshe. So then when you develop a relationship like that with a devotee, then naturally when he is attacked, you become krodha. And kama krishna karmarpane, that is addressed in tattat karma pravartana, and also in atyahara prayasa. When you stop that, it mind does not, the senses do not go after the sense objects, and also by tattat karma pravartana the senses go towards the krishna conscious activities. So that way, like that. Yes.
Because people don't know what to do, that's why they do. Once they come to know this is not enough, immediately they can restrain. Because once that knowledge comes,
correct.
Immediately the strength to apply the knowledge also comes.
Yeah.
Because this is like avideya. And other sampradayas, they don't have this avideya so clearly. They don't know
what is asasanga.
They know, okay, we should not. They are not specifically told.
No. Actually, other sampradayas, not that they don't know. The literature is there. It is systematically presented also by the acharyas, but now no one is doing it. Now it is not being preached. It is not emphasized. It is not being preached. Yeah. Nee, there may be people who are following, but they don't preach. Preaching is not something like the other day we were discussing. Kidhar discuss kar rahe the, Bhagavad Gita mein discuss kar rahe the. In Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya, there is hardly any preaching. If at all there is some preaching, it is only for Sri Vaishnavites only. Except for Chinnajiya Swami. He is one exception. But otherwise, even the most massively preaching personalities in Sri Vaishnavism also are, their target is only those who are born in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Velukudi Krishna also. Only Vaishnavas. Even though he goes on TV and speaks and all that, I have heard him say that everyone should follow the religion of their birth. Those who are Ganapatyas, those who are worshippers of Ganapati, they should follow. Like that. I have heard him speak like that. Maybe that was not the understanding of, definitely it was not the understanding of Ramanujacharya. But over the period of time, Sakaleneha Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa. Yeah, like we were discussing the other day, that there are, what we were discussing? We get conviction based on two things.
Tradition.
One is from tradition, the current tradition, and the other is from the Shastras. So sometimes when the current tradition may not be perfectly representative of Shastras, and if that push of the tradition is very strong, then that influences us more. Even though if you see the time of Ramanujacharya, like Mahapurna performed the Antyeshti, the final rites for a Shudra disciple of Yamunacharya, God brother. And the whole Sri Vaishnava community literally unko bahishkar kar diya. They ostracized him. That time. And Mahapurna was upset. And Ramanujacharya came and told, look, good, you are feeling upset, it is natural, but you are an acharya. You can't just become upset with them, but you have to educate them. Like that he tells. Mahapurna was his guru, but he was telling him. And then at that time, Mahapurna actually accepts Ramanujacharya as his guru. He feels like that. He is the acharya, actually. He is the acharya, like that. So, that was there. But in today's Sri Vaishnavism, you see, it is not there. Because the tradition is so strong that it clouds the Shastric understanding. And then the, they don't choose to amplify. So, particular things only they will amplify. Because what the tradition, the current tradition, what it is presenting, same thing. So, the current tradition, what it is there, only those aspects of the Shastra they will amplify. So, we should not think that this will not happen to ISKCON. We should be careful not to become instruments. But 30-40 years from now, the practices in ISKCON may be very shocking to many of us. Now only people are questioning, is it 16 rounds? Is it, why 16 rounds? Is it absolutely necessary? Is Diksha necessary? So 50% of initiated devotees all over the world, they don't chant 16 rounds. Initiated.
Everyone
is initiated. So, like that. Yes, bro.
Like, even now within ISKCON, we count other sampradayas very low. Even their Brahmana Pujari comes. We say they are not fit for worshipping our. Even Gaudimath also, they say not fit to worship in our temple because we are at higher standard, we are better. So, like previously, Sri Vaishnavas used to think, okay, you are not fit. Now, after maybe 50, 60 years, then we will be the superior race and we say, okay, all other temples.
You won't believe, bro. I have seen in Srirangam temple, in the Garbhagraha, I am not talking about outside, the one who was serving Charanamrit. Just next to the Charanamrit, he has offering been a bahar ka kuch to vada or something, he has wrapped it in a paper and kept it. Bish mein, he is putting it in his mouth. On the altar. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, if you put anything in your mouth, before taking bath, do we go to the altar? Of course, this is one. This may be.
There, who are standing just in front of Devi, they order coffee and they drink coffee.
Yeah. So. I mean, definitely this must not have been the standard when Ramanujacharya was there. So, whenever an empowered Acharya comes, there was a conversation between Velugudi Krishnan and Radhishyam Prabhu. So, Velugudi Krishnan appreciated Radhishyam Prabhu that what you are doing is really nice, you are able to attract the youth. So he said, whenever I get some youth, I will send them to you. That was not true appreciation. And he said, but whenever a Sri Vaishnavite youth comes, you send them to me. Which means we are not interested in anyone else. Whenever a youth comes, which means youth means what? Non-Sri Vaishnavite born youth comes, we will send them to you. Whenever a Sri Vaishnavite youth comes, you send them to me. It sounds like, hey, kitna broad-minded. But actually, in that broad-mindedness, if you see carefully, it is actually narrow-mindedness. We are not criticizing, but that is the way the whole sampradaya is. The current state of affairs in this Vaishnava sampradaya is that. And I also shared about my parents recently went to take initiation. I mean, they waited for so long. My father was never interested. Mother wanted to take initiation. Velugudi is not a initiating guru. We have our parampara acharya. Matlab, my father's line, there is Vanamama line, one of the Divyadeshams is there. There they went. And because when the husband is there, the wife, it is very not very auspicious for the wife to take initiation when the husband has not taken. So even though my father never said he will take, just to not embarrass my mother, he went and took initiation. And the acharya does not know my parents. And then just after initiation, he just told 2-3 rules, please follow, that's all. That also my father had objection. How can you say like this? Like that. So now can you imagine what are the initiation standards in ISKCON?
Compared to
that? So the point is, but it's not that it will not happen to ISKCON. It is all in our hands. See, eventually the river will take its course. So, like Sanat Mahaprabhu was giving this example. So, monkeys were, the fire was there, monkey was playing with it, and the sparrow was trying to take one drop of water and trying to. Monkey says, what are you doing, useless thing, with your. You know, one drop of water, what this is, this forest fire going to get extinguished? The sparrow said, and later when they will write the history of this forest fire, at least they will write that this one sparrow, in whatever capacity, it acted as an instrument to subdue the fire. What will they write about you? Like that. So therefore, there have been post Ramanujacharya period, there have been very powerful acharyas who actually raised the bars, like Dasharati, Kuresh, then Parashara Bhatt, and Vedanta Deshikan, and Manavala Mamuni, and so many such great acharyas were there who raised the bars. But over a period of time, Sakalayane Mahata Yogo Nishta Parantapa, but that was within first 200-300 years, maybe 400 years after Ramanujacharya left. But in the last 500-600 years, gradually over a period of time, when my mother tells about her grandfather, then I say, Bapre, where is that Sri Vaishnavism now?
Our village also, there is to call Vidhi Vaishnava. The whole street was Vidhi Vaishnava, Vidhi Vaishnava, and all the festivals are Bhagman.
Now 50% of Sri Vaishnavites, Pakka Sri Vaishnavites, you will see in United States only. All my cousin brothers, uncles, everyone is there in United States only. So if one can restrain the demands of the tongue by limiting its activities to eating prasadam. Okay. One may observe that the three senses are physically situated in a straight line as far as the body is concerned, and the bodily demands begin with the tongue. If one can restrain the demands of the tongue by limiting its activities to the eating of prasadam, the urges of the belly and the genitals can automatically be controlled. Of course, Prabhupada is a little lenient here. He says, at least eat prasadam. But of course, even in that, one has to have a restraint. Rabdi and all, yes. Rabdi cream. Toh sab likhte hai toh first verse ke aage padhenge hi nahi. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sharira avidya jal. So, Prabhupada is writing the prasadam prayers. Jadendriyata. So, see, he wants to write this, but he writes through Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayers. Sharira avidya jal, jadendriya tahe kal, jive fele vishay sagare, taramadye jiva ati lobomai sudurmati, take jeta katina samsare, krishna bada dayamai karibare jihva jai, swa prasadana dilobai, se annamrita bhav, khao, khao hai kya, se annamrita bhav, khao, same thing, meaning is same. Radha Krishna Gunagao, Preme Dako Sri Chaitanya Nitai. O Lord, this material body is a lump of ignorance, Sharira Avidya Jal, and the senses are a network of paths leading to death, Jada Indriya Tahe Kal. Somehow or other, we have fallen into the ocean of material sense enjoyment, Jive Fele Vishesagar. Actually, because of the senses. And of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable. Taramadhye jiva ati lobomai sudurmati. It is very difficult to control, conquer the tongue in this world. Take jeta katina samsare. But you, dear Krishna, are very kind to us. Krishna bada dayamai. You have sent this nice prasadam to help us conquer the tongue. Anantre Prabhu. Therefore, let us take this prasadam, say annamrita pav, to our full satisfaction, and glorify your lordship Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gunagao. Preme Dako Shri Chaitanya Nita, and in love call for the help of Lord Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. There are six kinds of rasas or tastes, and if one is agitated by any one of them, he becomes controlled by the urges of the tongue. Some persons are attracted to the eating of meat, fish, crabs, eggs and other things produced by semen and blood and eaten in the form of dead bodies. Isko padenge to ye. Others are attracted by eating vegetables, creepers, spinach or milk products, but all for the satisfaction of the tongue's demands. Such eating for sense gratification, including the use of extra quantities of spices like chili and tamarind, is to be given up by Krishna conscious persons. Extra tamarind, extra quantity. The use of paan, hataka, betel nuts, various spices used in paan making, tobacco, LSD, marijuana, opium, liquor, coffee and tea is indulged in to fulfill illicit demands. If we can practice accepting only remnants of food offered to Krishna, it is possible to get free from Maya's victimization. What is that verse? Tavamayam jayemahi. Uchishta bojino dasas tavamayam jayemahi. Tvayopabukta sraganda vasolankara charchita uchishta bojino dasas tavamayam jayemahi. However, if one accepts prasadam only because of its palatable taste and thus eats too much, he also falls prey to trying to satisfy the demands of the tongue. Vegetables, grains, fruits, milk products and water are proper foods to offer to the Lord as Lord Krishna himself prescribes. Where? Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to avoid very palatable dishes even while eating prasadam. Dire, he is tightening the nose. The nose is getting tightened. If we offer palatable dishes to the deity with the intention of eating such nice food, we are involved in trying to satisfy the demands of the tongue. If we accept the invitation of a rich man with the idea of receiving palatable food, we are also trying to satisfy the demands of the tongue. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated, Jihvara lala saye iti uti dhai Shishnodara Parayana Krishna Nahi Paya. That person who runs here and there seeking to gratify his palate and who is always attached to the desires of his stomach and genitals is unable to attain Krishna. Shokamar Shadivir Bhave Akrantam Yasya Manasam Katam Tatra Mukundasya Spurti Sambhavana Bhavet. Those who suffer from diseases of the stomach must be able to control the urges, must be unable to control the urges of the belly, at least according to this analysis. When we desire to eat more than necessary, we automatically create many inconveniences in life. However, if we observe fasting days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, we can restrain the demands of the belly. As far as the urges of the genitals are concerned, there are two proper and improper or legal and illicit sex. When a man is properly mature, he can marry according to the rules and regulations of the Shastras and use his genitals for begetting nice children. That is legal and religious. Otherwise, so he is basically now Anuvritti commentary only, he is more or less. Anuvritti. Elaborate. So,
it is more clear than what it is just translated.
Correct. Because it's not a translation. It's otherwise, he may adopt many artificial means to satisfy the demands of the genitals and he may not use any restraint. Because when you are translating, you have to be chaste. But when you are commenting, then you have lenience, freedom. When one indulges in illicit sex as defined by the Shastras, either by thinking, planning, so he's eight kinds, he said. Now he's explaining what those eight are. Thinking, planning, talking about, or actually having sexual intercourse, or by satisfying the genitals by artificial means, he is caught in the clutches of Maya. These instructions apply not only to householders but also to Tyagis, or those who are in the renounced order of life. So Prabhupada here is using the word Tyagi and in the sense of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his book Prema Vivarta, chapter 7, Sri Jagadananda Pandit says, Vairagi bhai gramya kata na shuni be kane, gramya varta na kahi be ya be mili be ane, swapne wo nakara bhai stri sambhashana grihe stri chadiya bhai asiya chavana yadi chaha pranaya rakite gaurange rasane chota hari dasir kata take ye na mane bala na kai be ara bala na peri be hridaye te radha krishna sarvada sevi be. My dear brother, you are in the renounced order of life and should not listen to talk about ordinary worldly things, nor should you talk about worldly things when you meet with others. Do not think of women even in dreams. You have accepted the renounced order of life with a vow that forbids you to associate with women. If you wish to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you must always remember the incident of Chota Haridas and how he was rejected by the Lord. Do not eat luxurious dishes or dress in fine garments, but always remain humble and serve their Lordship Sri Sri Radha Krishna in your heart of hearts. The conclusion is that one who can control these six items, speech, mind, anger, tongue, belly and genitals, is to be called a Swami or Goswami. Swami means master and Goswami means master of the go or senses. When one accepts the renounced order of life, he automatically assumes the title of Swami. This does not mean that he is the master of his family, community or society. He must be master of his senses. Unless one is master of his senses, he should not be called Goswami, but Godas, servant of the senses. Following in the footsteps of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, all Swamis and Goswamis should fully engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As opposed to this, the Godasas engage in the service of the senses or in the service of the material world. They have no other engagement. Prahlad Maharaj has further described the Godas or Adanta Go, which refers to one whose senses are not controlled. An Adanta Go cannot become a servant of Krishna. Which verse? Matirna Krishne Paratasvato va mito vipadyeta grihavratanam Adanta Go bir vishatanta mishram punam punascharvita charvananam. For those attached to household life who enter hell by uncontrolled senses and chew what has been chewed already, inclination to the Lord does not arise either by others' influence, in one's own efforts, or by the combination of both. कथम तत्र मुकुंदस्य स्फूर्ति संभावना भवेत्. फॉलोइंग इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ द सिक्स गोस्वामीज ऑफ वृंदावन ऑल स्वामीज एंड गोस्वामीज सॉरी रिपीट हो गया. ओके दिस इज द लास्ट स्लाइड. ओके वी स्टिल हैव 7 minutes. So that's the, we are at the end of Prabhupada's commentary. So, we will, whatever you can, remembrance, reflection, whatever you want to share, we have 7-8 minutes left. We can continue, whatever you can remember, based on what we have discussed today.
Prabhupada is telling that attitude should be,
whenever Krishna provides prasadam, we should take. And accept it with gratitude. Krishna bado doyamai kori bare jihva jai swa prasadan na dilo bai. Yes, what else? At regulated time. What else? Whatever comes on his plate, he should accept. Yes, what else?
Upastha is Krishna conscious child.
Yeah, and no other artificial try of gratification. Yeah, correct. Anything else?
Solution is ready.
Solution is? Upastha is what? Is? Training in Krishna consciousness. Correct. What else? Yes, do you want to talk about? Doubt all the anger. Yeah. Correct. If we have come towards something else, we cannot become angry towards something else for which we don't have attachment. Yes. What else? When higher taste comes, lower taste will automatically go. Mother takes care of the child. Yes. Genitals. Those who are convinced of controlling their genitals through regulation, they get married. But those who feel comfortable controlling their genitals by refrainment, they can remain brahmacharis. Yeah. But ultimately, it has to be controlled. Then he discussed the Anuvritti commentary. Something that you remember that Prabhupada gives additional gloss over the Anuvritti commentary. Yes. He does not talk about Rabadi. Yes. He is not embarrassing us by mentioning the items. Avirodha Preeti and Virodha Yukta Krodha. Correct. Yeah. Anything else? Don't cook palatable dishes which are with a desire to enjoy it yourself. Yes.
Prabhupada case when during Leela Amrita or other instances of his cooking or prasad, it appears like he should eat like good prasad, like puri, this,
that. But
even if he's sick, sometimes he does. Like cooking of samosa, samashtha, make for me, not eat. Overall, like, I don't know, he takes
it. See, that is why.
Prabhupada was like,
nay.
Eat nicely, practice nicely, but
Prabhupada is telling if you can digest, you can eat. And
and they should not eat and sleep.
But still, if you can just work for 2 hours. With Jayapadak Swami Maharaj. Oh. Subhak Maharaj.
अभी
देखो नहीं बट सो व्हाट दे आर रिलिशिंग वी डोंट नो
कृष्णा आस्वादी लो रहेगा तो
मालूम नहीं यू शुड अस्यूम दैट्स व्हाट दे आर डूइंग अदरवाइज यू विल नॉट हैव रिस्पेक्ट How do you know then what is a reasonable assumption? So
Devanath Maharaj also, he has died, and of course they are very limited, but in lunch he has sweet couple, sir. Yes, he gives 2 sweets in lunch, and of course it is all very limited, but he has sweet. Means they know
I have seen that.
पढ़ेंगे
हम वी विल डिस्कस वी विल रीड एंड वी विल रीड द कमेंट्री एंड सी व्हाट इज एक्चुअली गिवन माइंड थोड़ा खींच लो बट हाँ और उसका एक्चुअल मीनिंग क्या है वी विल हैव टू रीड सो ऑलवेज सो व्हेन देयर इज अ वर्स दैट इन दैट सीम्स लिटिल बिट सॉर्ट ऑफ सीमिंगली कॉन्ट्राडिक्टरी टू कॉमन लॉजिक देन यू हैव टू सी व्हाट आचार्य हैव रिटन दे विल क्लैरिफाई द कॉन्टेक्स्ट एंड राइट एक्सप्लेनेशन अरे सुन लो ना चार महीना के बाद
Yeah,
I have seen.
He loves ice cream. He eats sweets also.
उनको पानी पूरी अच्छा लगता है। ओके They are connoisseurs. Okay, so we will meet tomorrow. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki, Upadesha Amrit ki, Jai.